then all of this information, as you go, you try and apply, no matter how biblical it is, if you don't view this through the lens of the gospel, if you take this and turn it into some new process that now I'm going to go be good at, then you will end up in one of two places. You will end up in despair because you won't be able to do it, or you'll end up being arrogant because you'll reduce this to bullet points and you'll feel like you're doing it and you actually become more arrogant and hardened and less of what we're talking about being. And so depending on your personality, proud unbelief is going to express itself in one of those two ways. Autonomy is going to express itself in one of two ways. So see how it parallels. Autonomy will express itself either in self-protection and, oh, I just can't do this, and that kind of passivity, resignation, or it will express itself in self-promotion, and I got all this. I don't understand what's wrong with all these other women. They can't do all this. I'm such a good as there. And so it'll go one of two ways. And the only way you'll do that is if you really reduce it, you strip it of the heart component, and it happens. That's what fundamentalism is. We just reduce it to something that's manageable so we can feel good about ourselves, and then we don't really need Jesus in all this. So this is what I would say to you, is that you need to feel the weight of it, and then the only way you're going to have hope in it is if you understand that this is not about me performing for God. This is about what God has done. Because of what God has done to perform for me, now I'm free to go move forward in this process that's really messy, where I'm going to screw it up all the time, and I'm going to be apologizing. I'm going to be giving and receiving forgiveness constantly. And in all of my key relationships where I try and be in as there, the dynamic, the currency of the relationship is going to be grace. Because I'm going to be weak one moment, and I'm going to be the one who needs to be forgiven. I'm going to be the offender. And the next moment, I'm going to be the one who's in a position of strength, and I need to extend grace and forgiveness to the person who's weak, whether it's my husband, my children, my friends, my boss, my coworkers, people who work for me. I'm constantly going to be doing this dance that is all about grace, giving and receiving of grace.